Blog Talk Radio.
Lovely, rainy day. I'm Sister Adonia, and I'm here to share with you. I'm the host of Garden of Gethsemane, Spiritual Gethsemane Blog Talk Radio. And as always, my focus is always on your health and how to avoid the pitfalls in life. And it's simple. We just have to simply submit ourselves to obey the dietary laws of the Most High, because our food is supposed to be our medicine. And it's time that we charge of our life, take care of our life that we have been given, the life that has been entrusted to us. It's amazing, because if you're not, you are what you eat, and if you're not consuming what we are made and created to consume, then you're going to experience all types of adversity in your life. One major thing is depression. And also, when you are doing the right thing for your body, then a lot of illness that we encounter will be prevented. The holistic health will give you more benefits. The holistic practice will give you greater benefits than man-described chemical-induced medications that we often resort to. Our health is very, very important. And there is healing and deliverance from all the things that we encounter, whatever we encounter in life side, and make up our minds to follow the way, the path that was created and laid before us, before we were born. That should take place in our lives once we become aware of what we have been doing that has been not a benefit, that has been detrimental to our lives. And when we become aware of those things, then we begin to act on those things and do better. We begin to take better care of ourselves. Become aware, knowledge, of course, I'm sure most of us have heard that knowledge is power. And when you are aware of what you're doing, then you're able to make a conscious decision. Again, I'm Sister Rizonia. I'm the host here at Talk Talk Radio, Garden of Gethsemane, Spiritual Assembly. Now, I want to share, like I get the newsletters, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, and so it's very important. And these things, you're not going to likely hear them on the Fox News or ABC News or WMAR, any of the local networks for well-known social media. You're not going to hear about these recalls. And so it's very important because these things that you're not aware of are the things that if you don't know, you don't have any clue as to what that it has been a recall on certain items, and you're going to continue buying and consuming these items because you just don't know. Now, one is a voluntary recall. Now, look, I chose to share this one with you because it's by a well-known company that we all have something in our kitchen and on our cabinet with the name of McCormick. McCormick 24-ounce plus-size original taco seasoning mix due to unlabeled milk allergen. It's one of the recalls. Now, I'm going to share with you what this newsletter has to say about that. Now, it tells us that Fox Maryland, MD, McCormick Company Incorporated is initiating a voluntary Class 1 recall of 24-ounce plus-size McCormick Original Taco Seasoning Mix with best of by date code between June 27, 2018 and September 26, 2018, due to an unlabeled milk allergy. This recall does not impact any other sizes of McCormick. Okay, well, that's good to know. It does not, let me reiterate, this recall does not impact any other, sizes of McCormick taco seasoning mix or McCormick products. A number of dairy-free original taco seasoning mix 24-ounce bottles were incorrectly filled with original taco seasoning, containing W-H-E-Y. Insensitive individuals and an allergic reaction to milk can cause hives, stomach upset, vomiting, and in very rare cases, anaphylaxis. To date, McCormick has received one notice of an allergic reaction related to the product covered by this recall. Product subject to this recall is name of product and pack size, original taco seasoning mix 24-ounce bottle, case pack 12, by case. And it has here the number, the UPC number, 521003024-61. McCormick's item number 930-246 or 900-900-272-507. Now I'll buy that. Okay. Effective date code for following item numbers 932046. That's by July 18th. Be best by September 16th, 18th. Okay, McCormick has selected customers with grocery outlets to remove. Now, McCormick has alerted customers with grocery outlets to remove the product from the effective date codes from store shelves and distribution centers immediately, and to destroy this product in a manner that would prevent further consumption. I wonder how they would go about doing that. Let me move on. Customers do not need to return the product to the store where it was purchased. Instead, customers are urged to dispose of the recalled product and its container. Please contact McCormick Consumer Affairs at 1-800-632-5847. Next weekdays from 9:30 a.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, there's one other recall here that I saw. I feel like I ought to share with you. And the reason being is because it's something that I know that I really love. And most of us do. I haven't encountered anyone yet in my day and time that tells me that they don't like ice cream. And this is a well-known company, too. So it's Turkey Hill, and that's something I always buy. They had a food and drug alert. The recall says Turkey Hill Dairy issues class voluntary recall of Subject Dutch chocolate premium ice cream, and chocolate is my favorite. 48 ounce. And let me see what it says here about that. Okay, it says Lancaster County, PA, Turkey Hill Ice Cream of Conestoga, Pennsylvania, is recalling select 48-ounce containers of its Dutch chocolate premium ice cream because the package may contain Rocky Road premium ice cream instead of Dutch chocolate premium ice cream. These packages may include undeclared ingredients of almonds and eggs, and could be harmful to consumers with food sensitivity or allergy to these ingredients. The cup of the effective package could read Dutch chocolate premium ice cream, and the package lid could read Rocky Road premium ice cream. The recall product information includes name of the product, and the sell date, May 23rd, 2017, found printed on the bottom of the package. Okay, recalled chocolate premium ice cream is limited to packages with a sell by date of May 23rd, 2017, and sold in stores in Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Miami, Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, Wyoming, Alabama, Missouri, Ohio. Oh, that's practically everywhere. Raleigh, I'm not sure what that is. So from here on, it would be wise just to avoid it altogether since it's so Tennessee, Mississippi, New York, Indiana, Miami, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, wow, Nevada, It's like everywhere. Affected stores have been instructed to remove the product from their shelves. All infected packages could have been purchased by consumers September 8, 2016. Cookie Hill Dairy has not received any consumer illness complaints concerning this product recall for consumers who are not allergic to almonds and eggs. There is no safety issue with this product. Consumers who have purchased affected packets of Dutch chocolate premium ice cream 48 ounce with the cold date due on May 23rd, 2017, can return them to the place of purchase for a full refund or contact Turkey Hill Dairy 1-800-MY-DAIRY 1-800-693-79 located in the Rich Farming Company of Lancaster County, PA. Turkey Hill products, the fifth largest selling premium ice cream brand and one of the leading refrigerated ice cream brands in the nation. Over the past 20 years, Turkey Hill has brands in the nation over past, Over the past 20 years, Turkey Hill has tripled in size and now sells products in 49 states and a dozen countries on continents worldwide. My goodness. Guided by traditional values and inspired by its family-owned heritage, Turkey Hill considers all of its associates, partners, and customers a part of Turkey Hill family. And I'm going to stop there. You can do the research. You can pull it up for yourself and read on. Well, I may as well go on and finish because I'm just about to conclude this portion of the newsletter anyway. Okay, so where I was the company believes that its corporate responsibility is to be a good steward of its resources, community, and the world, and is actively defining and implementing green initiatives. Oh, that's good news. To cut down on waste, reduce packaging, and minimize output into the environment. To put this, its core value, its sustainability, into practice, Turkey Hill even generates 25% of the dairy's annual electricity needs by harnessing wind power to its own wind turbines located on site at the dairy. For more information on Turkey Hill, visit turkeyhill.com. Read its blog and ice cream journal, or follow Turkey Hill on Twitter or on Facebook. I'm going to share one more recall with you because it's something that everybody, well, most of us anyway, most of us really like. I know I do. I like the chocolate chip. So the cookie. So let me see what this recall. I'll share this recall with you just in case I have some chocolate chip cookie lovers that's listening right now. Okay, it tells us that, Publix recall, Publix premium chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. Okay, cookie dough ice cream due to possible listeria, monocytogen contamination from Aston Hill Inc. Incorporated. So he said, my goodness. Lakeland, Florida, Aston Hill, the supplier of the cookie dough pieces used as an ingredient in the Publix ice cream, cookie dough ice cream, notified Publix that some of their product could be contaminated with listeria, monocycline. Publix Supermarket is issuing a voluntary recall for Publix premium chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream due to the possibility of the product containing listeria, monocycline. Let's see here. The ice cream was sold at public stores in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, Tennessee, and North Carolina with a UPC of 00-414-415-03843. Okay. Sell at a sell date by date of May 27, 2017, which is printed on the bottom of the half-gallon container. Listeria monocytogen is a bacteria that can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections in young children, frail or elderly people, and others with weakened immune systems. Also, healthy individuals may suffer only short-term symptoms such as high fever, severe headache, stiffness, nausea, abdominal pain, and diarrhea. Listeria infection can cause miscarriages and stillbirth among pregnant women. As a part of our commitment to food safety, potentially impacted products have been removed from all store shelves and Maria Gross, Public Media and Community Relations Director. To date, there have been no reported cases of illness. Consumers who have purchased the product in question may return the product to the local store for a full refund. Public customers and additional questions may call our customer care department at 1-800-243-1227 or by visiting our website www.publix.com. Customers can also contact the U.S. Food and Drug Administration at the 1-888 privately owned and operated by its 186,000 employees with 2015 sales of $32.4 billion. Currently, Publix has 1,127 stores in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, South Carolina, and North Carolina. Company has been named one of the Fortune's 100 best companies to work for in America for 19 consecutive years. In addition, Publix's dedication to superior quality and consumer service is recognized among the top in the grocery business. For more information, visit the company's website, corporatepublix.com. Okay, now I'm going to see if I can get a clip up here for us and my favorite one right here and come back and share with you. Oh, well, I kind of figured that was going to be the problem. It's not going what I expected it to do. So right now what I'm going to have to do is just move on to the next phase of what I had intended to share with you, and that is on heaven healing. And then I'll see if I can get it up in the meantime. Okay. But we need to know what we are doing. If we're doing anything that's adverse that may affect our health, we need to be made aware of that. But let's see here. Heaven's healing. It tells us about the consequential habits. Okay, let me see. Is that where I want to go right now? Okay, it tells us that our health is blessed when we rest on Yahuwah's Sabbath day. My son, it is not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments for length of days and long life and peace, so that Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Now, it tells us to enjoy perfect health. We will be blessed to keep the day of our Creator, blessed and sanctified. I'm still, right now, what I'm doing is I'm multitasking, so I don't see how I'm going to be able to play another script for you. So I'm doing that, and so I'm like, I'm here and there, and I'm all over the place right now. So just bear with me, please. Consequential habit, trust in Yahweh with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That's Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Your body is designed to deal with stress during neurotic emergencies, flight or fight. I'm on. You were not created to cope with daily chronic stress. Every drop of these stress hormones, let me see if I'm even still on here. Okay. Well, yeah, my call is still active, I do believe. So I have to check that because sometimes it drops and I'm not even aware of it. I was thinking that might have been the reason why. That I was able to bring up the audio, but I'm still on the connection. But I'm going to share this. Oh, here it is right now. So after it may as well go and continue. And so I'm just going to leave the audio alone now. I see that it's up where I can access it at this moment, but I'm just going to continue on where we are and just leave that alone right now. Your body is not designed to deal with stress during specific emergencies, fight or flight, by releasing hormones. You were not created to cope with daily chronic stress. Every drop of these stress hormones unduly pumped in the body is a poison, gradually destroys your immune system. The continual release of these hormones causes it raises your blood pressure and blood sugar, increasing your risk of heart disease and diabetes. Stress is caused by due to a lack of trust. If we would but realize that not a sigh that is breathed, not a pain that is felt, not a grief that purifies the soul, but the throb vibrates to our loving heavenly Abba heart, we would never fail to trust that everything that comes our way is permitted by him for our good. We may be as weak as was the woman who touched the hem of Yahushua's garment, Luke 8:43-48. But if we feel our dependence upon him and come to him, trusting in faith, he will respond as quickly as life did, as we will respond as quickly as he did, to that touch of faith. That's talking about when the woman touched the hem of his garment, that's how strong our faith she knew just only because she could just touch the garment, she was healed. Faith, the hour of man's necessity is Yahushua's opportunity. I already say we can't, y'all can. So it's his opportunity when we are unable. God is always able. For listening to me, and I hope that I've been able to help someone out to benefit. If so, then my life was not living, would not have been in vain. If I could help someone with the information that I share to make your life better. Thank you, and I pray to see you pass it on. I will look forward to speaking with you again Friday morning. Until then, be well, stay well. Peace.